How much security does Donald Trump get? Dot. Date modified colon 2024-10-17T17:27:04.087Z. Description colon following a second apparent assassination attempt, BBC Verify looks at what security Donald Trump is entitled to. Comma dot. How much security does Donald Trump get? Getty Images, an independent panel which reviewed the security failures surrounding the assassination attempt of Donald Trump in Pennsylvania this summer, has called for a complete overhaul of the Secret Service leadership. The panel, appointed by the Department of Homeland Security, criticized the service's culture of do more with less. The former president faced another attempt on his life in Florida in September, and security around him has been ramped up. Legislation has been passed to expand the protection around him, after warnings the Secret Service would have insufficient resources to enhance its operations without more funding. What security is Trump entitled to? We don't know the exact number of agents who are assigned to Trump, but according to Ronald Kessler, an author who specializes in the Secret Service, about 80 would normally be assigned to a former president at any one time. About 300 agents are assigned to the sitting president and vice president, compared to the 90 to 100 who protect a former president, Mr. Kessler said. These totals include all staff, which means Trump would not have that many agents with him in every instance. The shift detail is always the same. This is the close protection officers near the president, but then there's counter-sniper teams, counter-assault teams, counter-surveillance teams, said Michael Matranga, who worked at the Secret Service for 12 years under Barack Obama. On a day-to-day basis, former presidents wouldn't have those additional teams, but Trump does, according to Mr. Matranga. But people need to understand that the Secret Service need to find a balance where the president can engage with constituents or enjoy a round of golf. They can't just keep him in a bulletproof box, Mr. Matranga added. Former Secret Service agent Jason Russell told the BBC that the service was in charge of the area in the immediate vicinity of the former president. But he added that local law enforcement would be in charge of the outer perimeter of a public space, like the golf course. How has Trump's security changed? The Secret Service ramped up security before the first assassination attempt after receiving intelligence of an Iranian plot to kill Trump, and has further increased its staffing since then. During a hearing following the Pennsylvania attempt in July, the acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe told lawmakers they were expanding the use of drones to check areas, improving communication, and increasing the number of security agents. The Biden administration asked Congress for special permission to increase spending on the Secret Service following the assassination attempt in Florida. Congress passed legislation to boost Trump's protection on September 20th, and this was signed into law by President Biden on October 1st. The Enhanced Presidential Security Act requires the Secret Service to apply the same standards for determining the number of agents required to protect presidents, vice presidents, and major candidates running for office. BBC Verify has asked the service how many more agents have been given to Trump's security detail, but the agency has not yet responded. Mr. Russell said that he had noticed the number of agents and the number of assets that has been given to former President Trump has certainly increased. Once he became the nominee, obviously that protection goes up to another level, where you start to get additional assets, but certainly not the level a sitting president or vice president would have, he added. The Washington Post has reported that senior officials at the Secret Service repeatedly rejected requests for additional protection from Trump's security team in the 2 years leading up to the attempt on his life in July. Although the agency initially denied that such requests were made, it later acknowledged that some requests from Trump's security detail may have been rejected. In September, the Mr. Rowe said security around Trump's home was now as intense as when he was president. He said he was being provided with the highest level of security. Ross Atkins examines how gunman neared Trump at golf course. What is the Secret Service budget and staffing? The Secret Service had a total budget of $3.1 billion in the 2024 financial year. This was 9% higher than the previous year's budget. Just over $1 billion of this was allocated to protection of persons and facilities. The service has around 8,000 staff in total, including special agents, administrative and technical personnel. Nearly half, 3,671, work full-time in protective operations. A decade ago, there were 4,027 people assigned to protect the president and other senior officials, according to NBC News. The whole budget of the Secret Service is about the same as one stealth bomber, Mr. Kessler said. The whole agency is suffering with a lack of money and staff, he added. As well as the government's request to increase spending, the Secret Service has separately told Congress that it needs more resources to carry out its duties. What do we know about suspect Ryan Wesley Routh? Analysis: Political violence becomes America's new norm. What we know about the incident so far. Full story: suspect held and Trump rushed to safety. Questions about Trump's schedule. The biggest question I have is not about the Secret Service's reaction, but how the suspect knew Trump was going to be on the golf course at that time, Mr. Matranga told us. The gunman hid for nearly 12 hours in bushes before Trump played an unscheduled game of golf at his club in Florida. BBC Verify has been looking through Trump's recent posts on social media, and he did not say that he would be playing golf at his West Palm Beach course at the time and date the assassination attempt took place. Following a rally in Las Vegas on Friday, Trump's campaign schedule mentions no other events until a town hall speech in Michigan on September 17. CNN has also quoted from sources who claim Trump's visit to the golf course was a last-minute addition to his schedule. However, it would be reasonable to assume Trump could be in Mar-a-Lago at the weekend, given how frequently he travels there. He also posted on X, on September 12, that he would be hosting a State of Crypto address on the evening of September 16 from Mar-a-Lago. Trump has often been filmed and photographed with members of the public at his golf course, such as in this Instagram post from July 2024, additional reporting by Joshua Cheatham and Kumar Malhotra, U.S. Election 2024 Donald Trump United States, watch, how do you vote when you're stuck in space? This is the reality for American astronauts Sunita Williams and Barry Wilmore who will be voting from space. 2 hours ago U.S. and Canada, watch, Trump sidesteps question on Putin phone calls. When asked if he'd spoken to Putin since leaving office, the former U.S. president said, if I did, it's a smart thing. 2 days ago world, only choice I got, early voting starts in swing state Georgia. The BBC's Nada Tawfiq reports from the battleground state, where officials say record numbers turned out to cast their ballots. 2 days ago U.S. and Canada, sparks fly in question time U.S. election special, politicians and pundits were quizzed by the BBC's Fiona Bruce and American voters in Pennsylvania. 7 days ago U.S. and Canada, Ross Atkins on, unanswered questions as Trump returns to where he was shot. The BBC's analysis editor examines the security failures that led to the former president being shot at during a rally in July. October 4, 2024 BBC Verify, fake Kamala Harris ad used AI voice and UK department store advert. BBC Verify analyzed a false post claiming to show a pro-abortion campaign ad that has widely circulated on social media. October 4, 2024 US and Canada, US election, The View from Mexico, BBC Monitoring's Luis Fajardo looks at how the Mexican media has been reporting on US elections. October 3, 2024 Latin America, US election, The View from Mexico, BBC Monitoring's Luis Fajardo looks at how the Mexican media has been reporting on US elections. October 2, 2024 Latin America, Watch, Human emotion and kindness shown through in the debate. The BBC's North America correspondent Anthony Zurcher says the vice presidential candidates found common ground. October 2, 2024 US and Canada, Watch, who do you think won the VP debate? The BBC asks college students what they thought of J.D. Vance and Tim Walz's debate performance. October 2, 2024 US and Canada, Watch key moments from the U.S. vice presidential debate, politeness, policy, and a few tense moments. Watch how Vance and Walz tackled the 90-minute event. October 2, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Walz on Tiananmen claim, I'm a knucklehead at times. When questioned about saying he was in Hong Kong during the Tiananmen Square massacre, Walls says he misspoke. October 2, 2024, Watch, Mike's muted over Vance's Springfield migrant claim. It comes after Vance was fact-checked on a statement about millions of illegal immigrants. October 2, 2024, Vance v. Walls, BBC Verify looks at the claims that could come up. The two U.S. vice presidential candidates will face each other in a debate that the BBC will be fact-checking. October 1, 2024 U.S. and Canada, J.D. Vance's journey from Trump critic to VP pick. The Ohio senator once said he would never vote for Donald Trump, but is now his running mate. September 30, 2024 U.S. and Canada, who is Tim Walls? The ex-football coach who is now a VP hopeful, the Minnesota governor is a veteran, former teacher, and football coach and spent more than a decade in Congress. September 30, 2024 U.S. and Canada, BBC asks Trump what he would do differently in the Middle East. The former president says the conflict in Lebanon is unacceptable and must end one way or the other. September 26, 2024 World, Ross Atkins on. Why the U.S. election is crucial to Ukraine, the BBC's analysis editor looks at why Volodymyr Zelensky is presenting his victory plan to U.S. political leaders. September 26, 2024 World, Harris and Oprah hold star-studded rally in Michigan. The vice president joined the television icon in one of the seven crucial battleground states. September 20, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Ross Atkins on Trump suspect viral conspiracy theory. The BBC's analysis editor looks at the false link between Ryan Routh and a U.S. investment firm. September 18, 2024, more, 4 hours ago, U.S. election polls, who is ahead, Harris or Trump? An in-depth look at the polls and what they can and can't tell us about who will win the White House. 4 hours ago U.S. and Canada, 4 hours ago, 10 U.S. states will have abortion questions on the ballot in November. Strategists say the issue could drive more voters to the polls in some crucial swing states. 4 hours ago U.S. and Canada, 9 hours ago, weekly quiz, what nice thing did Donald say about Kamala? Test how closely you've been paying attention to what has been going on over the past 7 days. 9 hours ago World, 13 hours ago, Trump calls January 6th Day of Love when asked about Capitol riot. The ex-president says nothing done wrong on the day when his supporters breached the Congress, forcing lawmakers to flee. 13 hours ago U.S. and Canada, 14 hours ago, The Apprentice film star says Trump criticism inspiring violence. Actor Sebastian Stan said Trump calling the filmmakers human scum was divisive and a threat.